My fellow countrymen, we've come to the end of a campaign which will decide the course of our country in the four fateful years ahead. The speeches have been made. The debate is ended. Tomorrow we'll go to the polls. I hope that each of you will vote, regardless of how you vote. This year, the simple familiar act of voting has deeper meaning than ever before to us and to all the world. Over much of the world, men and women have been denied the right to vote. To them, as well as to us, it is desperately important that here in America, we keep bright the flame of freedom. Every one of us, as citizens of the United States, will be the envy of the earth as we freely choose the kind of government we want. Tomorrow we will register our opinions according to the dictates of conscience. The next day, we will close ranks and go forward shoulder to shoulder, remembering that whether we're Democrats or Republicans on election day, we're all good Americans every day. By living peacefully and happily together, by working together, by making our future together, we in this land of ours can prove beyond all possible distortion of the truth that human beings can be free in a nation that is united. By this election, we will be giving an example to inspire men and women everywhere to seek the road to freedom, to go forward upon it, and never willingly to stray from it. The foremost issue, rising clear and high above all others, is whether in this solemn hour, the United States of America is going to be a strong, united nation, a nation that can meet the challenge of a dangerous world. I believe with all my heart that we Americans have made up our minds we are going to have a strong, you'll be our goal. We will not rest until we have achieved it. Firmly and patiently, with an honest offer of friendship to all nations, we shall work for peace. We shall find peace. Then we have still before us the great inspiring task of making America the land of promise and hope it can surely be. Ours is a blessed nation, a land so beautiful, so greatly endowed by the hand of God. We shall cherish our America, her forests, her rivers, the great sweep of her plains, the majesty of her mountains. We shall conserve and develop those great natural resources that have nourished the roots of our strength as a nation. We shall make America strong. In doing so, we shall expand the opportunities for all our people. We shall assure a bright and growing future of opportunity to our youth. Meanwhile, we will strengthen our safeguards against the hazards of unemployment, of accidents, and of old age. We have set our faces toward the road that leads to a stronger, better America, a future where we can have both freedom and security in a world at peace. We shall make our land a better place to live in. We have a precious heritage to prepare for our children. We are altogether determined to find for ourselves and to pass on to future generations a stronger, more confident fellowship and a happier, more fruitful land. Our goals are clear. We will go forward together.
America, America.
The preceding program was a paid political broadcast sponsored by the Dewey Warren Clubs of America.